as the wife of a first responder. My husband, Matt, he's over here. As the wife to a very sexy firefighter, I know firsthand what goes into day in, day out of the first responder family. I watched all last year as our fire, law enforcement, nurses, linemen, everybody in our first responder family responded day in, day out, not asking, do you have COVID, not asking, are you vaccinated, but just doing their jobs. And so this is particularly close to home for me. You know, the brothers and sisters that are here with us today representing the fire department, police department, sheriff's office, GRU, you name it, this is family. This is very personal. We've had dinners together. We have celebrated birthdays. We have celebrated births, babies. We've mourned together for those that have fallen amongst us. We have served this community together. And so much more. But now some small-minded people with even smaller hearts want to tear us apart. They want to tell us that we are not good enough to serve the very community that we have laid so much on the line for. And to that, I say hell no. Now, as your federal representative, I'm used to dealing with overreach from elected officials and, you know, the talking out of both sides of their mouth, but I have absolutely had enough. This isn't anti-vaccine. We stand here today as anti-mandate. Now, first, we heard from Biden that he wouldn't mandate the vaccines. Then we heard he would consider them. Then we heard that he would require them for all federal employees, minus members of Congress, minus the Postal Service. But then said, contractors, private businesses with over 100 employees, you're on the hook. And that's just at the federal level. Now, at the state and local levels, governors, county, city level leaders, except not our governor. They have now begun mandating vaccines for their employees, and here in our own North Central Florida, our first responders and city employees are being forced to take the vaccine or forced out of their jobs. Well, that's BS. Now, I know too many here today, too many of our brothers and sisters that are being forced to make a decision that is a loss either way. I know too many who have spent the last year responding to COVID calls when no one was vaccinated. And now those same people who've responded over and over are being told that, again, they're not enough. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know where in the Constitution the government's powers over one's personal health decisions can be found. Maybe that's because there is no such power. Now, as your voice in Washington, D.C., I have long advocated for the right to do what is best for you and your family because the government has zero authority to mandate a vaccine for you. If you want a vaccine, we have made sure that it is readily available in your community. Our governor and his incredible team, our legislators, have fought for the monoclonal antibody sites everywhere across this state. But if you don't want the vaccine, because that is a discussion between you and your doctor, we are going to fight for your right to make your own decisions. Yes. To that end, I will use my power as a member of Congress to ensure that any locality that infringes upon an individual's personal medical choices will no longer receive federal funding. And to the private small businesses now pressed with another unconstitutional mandate directed at your employees, I will be introducing legislation to dismantle the authority given to OSHA and other federal agencies being used to enforce Biden's unconstitutional order. Now, finally, my team is working right now to ensure that HIPAA regulations are tightened, that your medical health records are your business, not the government's, and damn sure not some city commissioner's business. Now, we will not let tyrannical officials dictate life decisions of our citizens with unconstitutional mandates. Abusive government overreaches at all levels, be it federal, state, or local, are unconstitutional, and they will not stand up in court. To all those that we have on the front lines that continue to answer the call, thank you. Do not quit. We will fight, and go Gators. Thank you.